Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you was when you were back to under.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
How are you in
our Lord Jesus Christ?
How are
you, brethren of the Lord Jesus Christ?
I'm going
to request a greet of your brethren.
You
waver them.
Wish
them all the goodness of God.
Which
pass through the treasure of light of
knowledge.
Passing through the word of God.
The
lamp and the light which enlightens us.
As it is in
the Psalms 119
in verse
105.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We thank God the Father, Him who bases above the
heavens,
and He sees through all the heavens and
earth, and He
reigns through heavens and
earth. As He
speaks Jeremiah chapter
23,
verse 25 downwards.
Jesus.
That is not God who is far from each one of us.
Although
He fills heavens and
earth, and
He bases above the
heavens.
As it is in Job chapter
28, verse 23-24.
But He bases there above the
heavens, and
He manifests in
all. As
Ephesians 4 verse 6,
that
one God, Father of all,
who
is above all,
who
passed through all, and who is in all,
we hope to
honor Him even today,
and we honor
His presence in our
midst. As He passed
through His word of our Lord Jesus Christ,
He reigns
over all heavens and
earth. As
He spoke Matthew
28,
verses 18 up to 20,
we said
have been given power in heavens and
earth, so
go make all nations disciples, baptize them in the name of the Father,
the
Son, and the Holy Spirit,
and you
teach them all that I commanded,
because
I'm together with you up to the end.
We thank
Him, our Lord Jesus
Christ,
and we honor
Him,
and we give Him the first place
in
our midst,
because
He fulfilleth that is there.
As you say, Matthew
18, verse
19
up to 20.
It is saying,
where two, three gather for His
sake,
and He is
there. And
I request you honor Him
as you
lay your heart, your
mind,
your spirit,
and you
order them as the book of the law,
that
He can write in
them when
He passed through the Holy Spirit,
Him who
has led us up to
today. Because
it's spoken of Romans 8, verse
14,
that those led by the Spirit of God,
they are
the sons of
God. We
thank Him since He came in the Acts chapter 2. Verses
1 to 5.
He is still there up to now to lead
us, to
pour anointed on us that
teaches, to
reveal us the Holy
Scriptures, and
is together with armies of angels,
those who
fight wars for us,
who
provide for us,
and those who
add us understanding in the Holy Scriptures.
Praise
Jesus much. I am by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope
Witness,
together with Pastor Samuel Newman,
and
a Bible reader, Teacher Jacob.
We
love you all
in the name
of the Lord Jesus Christ,
Son
of the living God.
We
base in this ministry of the full knowledge of God,
the
ministry given to lead the worldwide call,
basing here
in the nation of Uganda,
to proclaim
all nations that God has called us to work with Him in His final work on the planet
Earth.
In that work is the revival and restoration of all things.
okumanyibwa nga bwe byali,
to be known the way they were,
birina okuba
the way they should be,
era nga biribeera emirembe n'emirembe,
and the way they will be forever,
nga tuyita mu kuzza obuggya enjiri ey'obulokozi y'emirembe
gyonna. As we pass through restoring the everlasting gospel of salvation,
enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda,
it's the gospel of the kingdom of God,
n'obutuukirivu
and righteousness,
mu bwakabaka obw'omu ggulu,
in the kingdom of heaven,
nga tubikkula ebyama byonna eby'obwakabaka bw'omu ggulu.
As we reveal all secrets of the kingdom of heaven,
era nga tuyita mu government ya Katonda,
and as we pass
through
God's heavenly government on the earth,
ne government yayo masekati,
and its central government,
government ya Katonda mu government z'omunsi,
God is government in the governments of the earth.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus.
Twagala okulabikanga n'olwalero.
Now we want to appear even today.
Tweyongereyo ne kitundu kyaffe eky'ekkumi n'omukaaga.
We move on with our part 16.
Ekya government ya Katonda ey'omuggulu ku nsi.
Of God's heavenly governments on the earth.
Ne government yayo ey'omasekati.
And its central government.
Government ya Katonda mu government z'oku nsi.
God is government in the governments of the earth.
Erange kitundu kino eky'ekkumi n'omukaaga.
And this part 16.
Tutunulidde omutwe ogugamba.
We look to the heading saying.
Lwaki gavumenti ya Katonda eyo muguru?
Why God's heavenly government?
Ne government yayo eyo masikati.
And its central government.
Esinzidde mu gwanga erya Uganda.
Is based in the nation Uganda.
Okuva mu mwaka ogwa 2022.
Right from there 2022.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Omuto gwogedde bwe guti.
The heading has spoken like this.
Lwaki government ya Katonda y'omuguru?
Why God is heavenly government?
Ne government yayo eyomasekati.
And its central government.
Esinzidde mu ggwanga lya Uganda.
Is based in the nation Uganda.
Okuva omwaka 2022.
From there 2022.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Nga tetunnaba kulaba detail za government ya Katonda y'omuguru ku nsi.
Before we see detail of God's heavenly government on the earth.
Ne government yayo y'omasekati.
And its central government.
Ye government ya Katonda mu government z'oku nsi.
It's God's government in the governments of the earth.
Oluvannyuma lw'okulaba summary zaazo.
After seeing their summaries.
Nga tetunnaba kulaba detail zaazo.
Before we see their details.
We
wanted you to first know
Lwaki.
Why
government is a bid.
Both those governments.
This since the Mugwanga area Uganda.
They have based in the nation Uganda.
Okuva mu mwaka ogwa 2022.
From there 2022.
Okuparating amunsi yonna.
To operate in the whole world.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Lwaki government yaka. Ya Katonda y'omuguru.
Why God is heavenly government?
Ne government yayo y'omasekati.
And its central government.
Zisinzidde mu ggwanga erya Uganda.
They are based in the nation of Uganda.
Okuva omwaka 2022.
From there 2022.
Okola mu nsi yonna.
To work in the whole world.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Mu byonna ky'olina okumanya.
Now, in all what you should know.
Ebintu bingi by'owuliddeko okusooka mu gavumenti z'ebbiri.
There are many things you've heard of first in those two governments.
Ne department zaazo.
Even their departments.
Omunaana.
The 8 departments.
Buli emu ku yo.
Each one of them.
Ne division zaazo ez'enjawulo.
Even different divisions of them.
Ng'okukola kwe wawuliddeko okukulu.
As the great working that you heard.
Waliwo ensonga.
There is a reason.
Lwaki. Zisinzidde wano mu ggwanga lyaffe erya Uganda.
Why they have based here in our nation Uganda?
Okuva omwaka 2022.
From there 2022.
Okuoperating mu nsi yonna.
To operate the whole world.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Kubanga Katonda.
Because God.
Ng'asinzira mu Bible.
Basing in the Bible.
Mu byafaayo.
History.
Nemubonnabbi.
Even the prophecies.
Ya marking eggwanga lya Uganda okuba base y'okuttibwa kwa za services zonna.
He marked the nation Uganda to be the base of his worldwide promised call.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Ensonga eri nti.
The reason is that.
Kubanga Katonda ng'asinzira mu Bible.
Because God biblically.
Ebyafaayo.
Historically.
Nemubonnabbi.
And prophetically.
Ya markinga eggwanga lya Uganda.
He marked the nation Uganda.
Okubeera base y'okuyitibwa kwa zaasuubiza ensi zonna.
To be the base of his worldwide promised call.
Okuva omwaka 2022.
From there 2022.
Era nga okuyitibwa okwo Katonda kwa zaasuubiza ensi zonna.
And that God's worldwide promised call.
Katonda atuyise okukola naye mu mulimu gwe ogusembayo okusemazinga w'ensi.
God has called us to work with him in his final work on this planet earth.
Era nga mu kuyitibwa kw'ensi zonna.
And in the worldwide call.
Katonda atuyise okukola naye mu mulimu gwe ogusembayo okusemazinga w'ensi.
God has called us to work with him in his final work on the earth.
Era nga omulimu gwe ogusembayo.
In that final work.
Ye revival. N'okuddizibwa obuggya
It is the greatest and the last revival and restoration of all things.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
it's the greatest and the last revival and restoration of all things. And that is to be done through restoration of the everlasting gospel of salvation. And that gospel of salvation, the everlasting gospel, is the gospel of the kingdom of God and his righteousness in the kingdom of heavens. By revealing all secrets of the kingdom of heavens. I repeat as I say this, that revival of all things, it
passes
through restoring the everlasting gospel of salvation. It is the gospel of the kingdom of God and his righteousness in the kingdom of heavens, in revealing all secrets of the kingdom of heavens. Praise Jesus much.
And
those words, I repeat them many times. Because responsibility of God is heavenly government on the earth. And its central government. God is government in the governments of the earth. As you have come here them in the summary, each one of them with 8 departments, and there are different divisions and different responsibilities. That government is not here just to joke. And it's not based here in joking and just playing around. But because the nation of Uganda, God marked it in the Bible, in the history, even in prophecies released in the eras of AD, to be the base of his worldwide promised call. In that call, God has called us to work with him in his final work on this earth. In that final work, it's the revival and the restoration of all things.
And
that is to be done through restoring the everlasting gospel of salvation. And the everlasting gospel of salvation, it is the gospel of the kingdom of God and his righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, passing through revealing all secrets of the kingdom of heaven. That's the reason why both those governments, they have been put their base in the nation Uganda, and they have to work all over the whole world right from the year 2022. We are going to see a total of 9 points. Why both those governments are based here in the nation of Uganda to do God's final work on this earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Then point is
now the first point, it is God's worldwide promised call,
which
has to begin basically in nation Uganda in the year 2022. That's one of the points why both those governments have a base here.
And
they have to work in the whole world. I've said the first point. It is God's worldwide promised call. And it is to base here in the nation of Uganda. Starting the year 2022,
I'm
quite quickly pass through scriptures we've come reading in a long time.
For
example, as it speaks Isaiah 41, then the verse 4. And it speaks how he called all nations right from the beginning. And he says this.
Isaiah
chapter 41 verses 4.
Ani ya chileta ya chikola. Ngaite emirembo kuva ku rubereberye. Nze mukama owolubereberye ero w'enkomerero. Nze uyo.
Who has performed and done it, calling generations from the beginning? I the Lord, the first and with the last, I am he.
Yes, you have
been. Praise Jesus much. God called all generations right from the beginning. And God has not left that call up to today. What has caused him to appear that he puts his God's heavenly government on the earth, even its central government, God's government in the governments of the earth, as we've come here at home in the parts we finished, because he called all generations from the beginning with an intention of serving him. In God, that calling, he has never changed it. That's why he's trying to see, puts a government which has high level of order, be able to fulfill the worldwide call. Because the calling of God, it is unchangeable. As he speaks in Romans chapter 11, verse 29, saying like this. Romans chapter 11, verse
29.
For the gifts and the calling of God are unchangeable. Yes.
For
after God called all generations from the beginning,
he had
Isaiah 41 verse 4. He says that he has never changed it.
According to
that, we've had Romans 11 verse 29. That for the gifts and callings of God, they are unchangeable. Even though the world has taken many years, and the voice of calling it, it's not heard very clearly. And many times, Satan captures gifts and the callings of people when God has called them to serve him. But God, whoever he calls and he saves
him,
as he loved the world, he gave up his son, the world to be saved through him. In saving the world,
he
had an intention of calling it again.
He
may not leave his intention of the worldwide call. But when he speaks in John chapter 3 verse 16, he speaks as he says this. John chapter 3, verses
16.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Verse
17.
For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Yes. According to John 3 verse 16 up to 17, God so loved the world and he gave up his Son. The world, as we people, that we do not get destroyed, but we be saved through him.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. As I first told you, Isaiah 41 in the verse 4, that God calls all nations. He called the whole world right from creation, right from the beginning. But as we've heard in the Romans 11, verse 29, that the calling of God, the gifts and calling of God, they are unchangeable. Though the earth has been moving and they don't hear this call, God has not changed that. That caused him to give up his son, as we've heard in John chapter 3, verse 16 to 17, and gave up his son, the world to be saved through him.
But
he intends to save it, that he calls it again, that he calls it again in the worldwide call, that to base the nation Uganda in the year 2022, and it's to be fulfilled by both governments. God is heavenly government on the earth, and it's central government, known as God is government in the governments of the earth. As come out here in the summary, in the parts we finished, now God resumed save the world. He was resuming to call it, reminding them, I called you, I've not departed from that call. As he speaks in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 9, and he says like this, 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 9,
eyatulokola natuyita okuyita okutukuvu singa ebikolwa byaffe bwe biri wabula okumalirira kwe ye n'ekisa bwe biri kyetwaweerwa mu Kristo Yesu emirembe n'emirembe nga teginnabaawo.
Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Yes. You see that word? That God to give up again his son, and he's loved the people. He has loved the world. He wanted to save us. Now in saving us, that reminds us he called us to serve him right from the beginning. That's what he says, 2 Timothy chapter 1 in the verse 9, that when he saved us, not as our acts were, when he saved us
and
called us a holy special call, not as our acts were, though we had fallen in the midst there, he said, let me save them. I recall them in the whole holy call, the whole world, as my purpose and grace is, that I intended from the beginning,
for
he had called us from the beginning. So I wanted to tell you like this. One of the reasons why God is heavenly government and its central government, they have based here in the nation of Uganda from the year 2022 with an intention of fulfilling God's worldwide promised call.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus
much.
I want you to tap well, because you have to explain why those governments are here. You must be very clear
on
two governments of the world.
Because
when governments of the world will hear this too is called the government, they may think they have come to mess up their government, but not.
Government ya katonda yo muguru kunsi,
God is heavenly government on the earth and its central government. God is government in the governments of the earth. As we've heard in the 15 parts we finished, they are here to fulfill God's worldwide promised call. And they have blessed the nation of Uganda from the year 2022, a nation which was marked in the Bible, in the history, even prophecies released in the AD, to be the base of the worldwide call.
Yesu yebazibwe
raised Jesus man.
Eranga batulambikidwa.
Just as we've been marked.
Mu Isaiah sura ya na mwemo.
In Isaiah chapter 41 that we've heard.
Dikatuna ite mirembe jono kuva kulubereberi.
God calls generations from the beginning.
Wabula.
But
ni wankuba denga tutambudenga tetuulira kuitibwo.
Even though we have moved and we don't hear that call.
Katunda kambiti yava kuitibwo.
God said he did depart from that call.
Nabwe tuulide mu Barumi sura eyo mwenda.
As we've heard in Romans chapter 11.
Olunyiri olwabiri mu mwenda.
Verse 29.
Ndio kuita kwa
that the calling and the gifts of God, they are unchangeable.
It
caused him to give up his son to save us, that he calls us again. As he said in John 3, verses 16 up to 17, when he loved the world, he gave up his son, the world to be saved through him. The intention, as he says, 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 9, that he who saved us and called us in the holy call, as our works that all along we failed to hearken to that call, but as his purpose was, his determination, as prepared from the beginning as he called all nations, praise Jesus
man.
But that is to base your nation Uganda. The year 2022. We are remaining like only 1 month. Praise Jesus much. Now our second point. Why God is heavenly government. And its central government.
We
are based here in the nation of Uganda. From the year 2022. The second point says, to be able to fulfill God's final work on the earth, where God has called all nations to work with him. Praise Jesus much. We said the second point, to be able to fulfill God's final work on this earth, where
he's
called all nations to work with him, basically the nation of Uganda. Praise Jesus much. This is one of the main things. While those two governments, they are here, because this is the final work on this earth. In that work, it's called within all the nations of the world to work with God. And now God, he had to put there a special preparation which can lay hold of all nations of the world. It is to put God's heavenly government on the earth, as he promised in the Holy Scriptures. We've come to study of it. Even its central government, God's government, the governments of the earth, as
we
promised in the scriptures, as we've come reading. Then this work has to be done with a special government, and it is ordered very well. For it's a promise which has been there for a long time, that God who began a work, he has to accomplish it. God began creating heaven and earth, but he has to complete the work of creation of all those things. When he speaks with us, Philippians chapter 1, the verse 6, he says this. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Yes.
This
must have understood it, that God began a good work in us. Genesis 1 verse 1 to 2.
Saying
in the beginning God created heavens and earth. That work, he has to accomplish it
to
reaching coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. So our Lord Jesus, Jesus Christ,
okudakwe,
his coming,
kuri mukubanga tumazo kutukirizo mulimu gwa Katonda okusembe kusemazinga wensene,
to be after we fulfilled God's final work on this planet earth,
why did the season now,
where he has called all nations
okola na ye,
to work with him,
nga besa ajitadde mugwanga lya Uganda,
and the base is put in the nation of Uganda,
era yensonga lwachi,
and it's the reason why
government is nebbiro ziwulidde nga zisinzira zikunyonyola okusinzira mugwanga lya Uganda.
Both these governments you've heard they are getting explained from nation of Uganda. But they had to help to work in the whole world. In God's final work on this planet earth. Because this work, it has to be done in a short period. Yet it is in righteousness. He had to put there a government. And it has order. That it can shorten this work. Yet it does it in righteousness.
Yes, you ever see
praise Jesus.
Much.
Yet it is short. Yet it is in righteousness.
Government
to see that the government he promised in all, God is heavenly government on the earth, and its central government, God is government in the governments of the earth, and he puts them there
that
they can shorten this work, yet it is in righteousness. According to those in Romans 9 verses 28, and he says this, Romans chapter 9 verse 28.
Kubanga aliko mikirizo omulimo nga gukola mbufunze era mbutukirivu. Kubanga omulimo guli mbufunze mukama gwalikola kunsi.
For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. Yes.
For
he finishes the work that he began Genesis 1 verses 1. In the beginning God created heaven and earth. Romans chapter 9 verse 28.
He said,
because he will finish the work,
and
he does it in short,
and
it's in righteousness.
He
had to put the government, which is very smart.
Yes, you must be
praise Jesus much.
To
put there God's heavenly government on the earth. Even its 8 departments. With divisions within it. Different work as you heard.
It adds
on you his central government. God's government in the governments of the earth. Even its 8 departments. With divisions in it. The order of the work as you heard. Friends, he had to put them there.
They
have to base here in the nation of Uganda. And they spread the whole world.
But
this is the nation marked in the Bible. And spoken of in the history. Spoken in the prophecy released in
Eddie.
To be the base of the worldwide call.
Katonda mighty day season now.
Where God has called all nations. Work with him in his final work on the planet. Now this work. And he does it in short. And he finishes it. Doing it in short. And in righteousness. Three major words here. He finalizes it. In the short. And in righteousness. Praise Jesus much. Another, that this God, because this work, it's marvelous, and it's a miracle, a wonder. He had to put in place a government you never expect. It too is a wonder.
Government,
this government,
it
is amazing wisdom and understanding. Different workings that you have never heard of. Because this work he does, it is a wonder.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
As he speaks in the Isaiah chapter 29
in
the verse 14, and he says this,
Isaiah suri ya vili momo enda, noru njiriri ole kumine nyamu.
Isaiah chapter 29 verse 14.
Kale, laba, ngendo kolo umulimu ogwe chitaro mubantu bano. Umulimu ogwe chitaro, ere chama gero. Nama gezi babwe, gali zikirira. Nukutegera kwa waka waka wabwe.
Therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among these people, even a marvelous work and a wonder. For the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hid. I'll proceed to do a marvelous work. A marvelous work. And a wonder. In these people, and the wisdom of their wise,
and
the understanding of their prudence, it will perish. When you hear it does a work, it's a wonder. Praise Jesus much.
Involves
to see the wise of the world they don't understand. He had to bring to you an amazing government. God is heavenly government on the earth to prove that what he wills to be done in heavens is what is done on earth.
Yes.
His will is done on earth as it is done in heaven. If there are 8 departments, if you look to their working,
divisions.
There are divisions. My.
That border government, you must.
Now, when you get to the central government,
government is
God's
is
government, the governments of the earth, which is responsible
government is
to prove governments of the world
government is
that God reigns in their governments. And he puts in place the one he wants, and he takes away the one he wills. And he reigns 99%. Them leaders in the governments of the world, and they rule 1%. For the reason that without breathing oxygen in and out, no one will rule the people.
Yet,
one will give in oxygen breathing in and out. That is God. Who can rule without him? That takes his rulership 99% in the midst of us. The people, they need rainfall to grow the food and the rest. If it does not rain and the foods don't grow, I don't know you are going to rule who. The second, God makes the sun give the light every day, generation by generation. The food which grows in the ground, it cometh from the sun. If the sun is not up there, then I don't know people your role you would have paid them with what. That takes
what,
rulership 99% in the midst of the world. The fourth, I would have spoken many. You don't know how bones grow in the womb, yet you need people to rule. He is the one who gives people. Because you keep leading, it means he rules 99% per 100. Those who come study God's heavenly government on the earth and its central government, God's government, the government of the earth, you see order. You see a government trained ordered to do the final work, a work, and it's a wonder, and it's a marvelous work. Even the wisdom of the wise cannot stand it. And they have to come to that government, inquire from it. For it's exceeded in order and the great and workings.
Yes, he
was praise Jesus much. He said the determination of this work is for the whole world. That's why he's moved on, give them this government. God is heavenly governments on the earth. Even its central government. One government.
Government
the whole governments of the world.
that government
can lay hold of all nations of the world using this government. That's how he speaks in the Isaiah 28, verse 21 to 22. And he says like this. Isaiah chapter 28 from verse 21.
Kubanga mukama aligolokoka ngawe yagolokokera ku rusozi perazimu. Alisunguwala ngawe yasunguwalira mu kiwonvu kye Gibeoni. Akole omulimu gwe ogwe kitalo. Era atukirize ekikolwa kye. Ekikolwa kye ekyekitalo.
For the Lord shall rise up as on mountain Perazim. He shall be angry as in the valley of Gibeon, that he may do his work, his awesome work, and bring to pass his act, his alien act. Yes. Before the Lord, he has risen. Not that he has been sleeping. He has risen on his feet. When they say he's risen, he has not been sitting, he's sleeping, he has been sitting. And he stands up.
Rise.
He's rising up. He's brought his
government,
government on the earth. God is heavenly government on the earth. Because he's risen. And he
said,
I'm going to base in my heavenly government on the earth.
Government,
as government is in the heavens, let me put it on the earth. I have risen in anger. I do a work. And it's a wonder. And it's a miracle. Then I will display marvelous acts in it. Alien acts which have never been. When they tell you, because the Lord God has risen, he has not been sleeping, he has been on his throne seated, he sees what you do. When they say he's risen, he has come to work. That caused him to put in place his heavenly government on the earth, that he passed through to work, to do his marvelous work. A miracle that
will
manifest in marvelous works according to the preparations of those governments you've seen.
It's
going to be a marvelous work and it already begun. But the determination is for the whole world in the worldwide call. Let's read verse 22. Isaiah chapter
28, verse 22.
Now therefore, be not mockers, lest your bones be made strong. For I have heard from the Lord God of hosts a destruction even determined upon the whole house. Yes.
He
said, do not be mockers. Then it tightens your bones.
For
determination is the whole world.
Others
are going to hear and they say, God is heavenly government on the earth. What is that? That mocking.
What are you
going to do within it? A work, you'll hear him.
Then
get chains of some and he will tighten them. He pressed nations. For he called them and they rebel.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Brethren, when you hear God is heavenly governments on the earth, which is responsible to see what is done in heavens is done on earth. As it's a department you heard of, even its divisions, together with its central government, God is government to the governments of the earth, which is responsible to see that governments of the world realize that God rules within their governments, even the eight departments you saw of, even their divisions, they were put there and God is determined, and he reached to say that they are going to see it. And they don't believe the work they say. How can it be in place of now? But what puts it there? An amazing government, which is in order. That is what he told them in Habakkuk, chapter 1, verse 5. And he says like this. Habakkuk, chapter 1, verses 5.
Murabendo, mwamawanga. Museyo moyo. Mwewunye nyo njini. Kuvanga nkwale romulimu muna kuzamwe.
Behold you among the nations, and regard and wonder, and be astonished, for I will work a work in your days, which you will not believe, though it be told you. Yes, he does the work. But he said, behold him, be astonished. You know a wonder? God is heavenly government on the earth. My mind.
Government.
Government? Heavenly government? On the earth? How does it appear? It has a department of the church? And it has three divisions in it. It's the department of the bishops and the deacons. And the divisions, two of them.
Even
their responsibilities.
And what department is
the department, the third. That of the judges.
The
responsible of the commands, laws, and the judgments. Statutes and the ordinances. There are still three divisions in it. Still the department of elders of the church. Responsible of all secrets of the kingdom of God. In the righteousness. In the kingdom of heaven. Still there are three divisions almost there.
They
have a department. Our brethren is the musicians. Those who lead the whole world to sing in the worship of spirit and truth. There are six divisions in it. My goodness. And still, there is a sixth department there. Of the teaching priests.
They are
responsible to make God and His fullness be known in the whole world.
And
that they have a total of seven divisions in it. That they have
department
of the seven groups of angels on the earth. They are responsible to fulfill the word of God as they work with the servants of God. They have seven divisions there. And
what on a department?
Department of Holy Spirit in His fullness on the earth.
Division.
That He has in there seven divisions. And that is God's heavenly government on the earth. Now it is to see it. And you wonder. And it's being preached to you. It is working us today.
Yet,
if any central government is there, it also has its eight departments,
subdivisions,
even different subdivisions. That's what they call God's final work on the planet
earth.
And based in the nation of Uganda, they are 2022. That's where they have put those two governments.
Based
here in the nation of Uganda, I am at the high speed. But I've gone to the third point. Why both those governments are based in the nation of Uganda? From there 2022, to work in the worldwide call.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. For the revival and restoration of all things in the heavens and the earth. To be known as they were, as they're supposed to be, and as they will be forever. And it is the last revival. The greatest and the last revival. Our third point, we've said like this. For the revival and restoration of all things in the heavens and earth. The greatest and the last.
You'll
be known the way they were. the way they should be, the way they will be forever. As we prepare for the coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ, praise Jesus much. For that revival, and it's the greatest, and it is the last, and it handles all things in the heavens and earth, to be known the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever.
It's
one of why they put God's heavenly government on the earth. Because things of heavens you do not know them, but God is heavenly government. When it's put on the earth,
it
can tell you things of heavens the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be. And his central government, God's government, the governments of the earth, to revive and restore all things, those of earth the way they were, the way they should be, the way they will be forever. Something interesting here. God's heavenly government on the earth, because you do not know things of heaven, why it's been put on the earth, make you know things of heavens the way they were, the way they should be, the way they will be forever, as we do them on the earth. It's central government. God is government, the governments of the earth. It is responsible for reviving all things of this earth, the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever. Sure.
It's
preparing for the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now there are ingredients you've not known before on those governments.
Yes, yes, we
praise Jesus much. That's why the promise in the Acts, Acts chapter 3 verse 21 and 22, he says like this. Acts chapter 3 from verse 20. And he shall send Jesus Christ, who before was preached unto you. Verse
21.
Whom the heavens must receive until the time of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Yes. You know, Christ was taken in heaven.
As
Acts chapter 3 has told us. Verse 20. But verse 21 it says, was worthy to be taken in heaven until restoration of all things that God spoke in his prophets, those who were there from the beginning. Now, because that the prophets of God were there from the beginning up to today, they spoke of those things in heaven, even those of the whole earth. They spoke of the entire heavens, even of the whole earth. Now it's been like this. God had to put their God's heavenly government on the earth, that it will be responsible to revive all things of heaven, as he spoke in his prophets from the beginning.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Then
it's central government. God is government, the government of the earth. It will be responsible to restoring all things in the whole earth, as God spoke them in his prophets, those who were there from the beginning. Right then we shall see Christ come back.
And it's
near because the governments have moved to start.
Uganda,
they have started year 2021. Moving to reach the whole world year 2022. You're going to see as soon as it begins, you're going to see demand.
Us
demanded by whole nations of the world.
Where
knowledge spread and appear in the whole world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Maybe you've not heard.
Say that
2022, as soon as it begins, full knowledge is going to be revealed to the world.
It's
going to have an amazing demand. Being spoken of the worldwide call, the final work on the planet Earth, revival and restoration of all things in the heavens and earth.
Now,
we had to have prepared that year comes, and they find us in the government fulfilling that work.
They
just ask us, where should we intervene? We want to work, where should we
intervene?
Enter here in these governments we work.
Don't
them come follow us, we don't know where they're going to work. We don't know how we are to work. Praise Jesus much.
Yes, you have been
praise Jesus
much.
So that word
fulfills
that the Lord Jesus told us in the Matthew 17 and the verse 11. And he says like this. Matthew chapter 17, verses
11.
And Jesus answered and said unto them, Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. Yes. When you look to Acts chapter
3,
verses 20, that Christ Jesus will be brought back. But verse 21,
it
was where he first be taken in heaven until restoration of all things that God spoke the prophets from the beginning.
This,
the Lord Jesus had proved it already in the Matthew 17 verse 11 that he will send Elijah that he will restore all things. Elijah has not just come, but he had to come with those governments.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus much. And he comes as God is heavenly government on the earth. That he can revive and restore all the things of heaven to be known on earth as they were, as they should be, as they will be forever. Even its central government, God's government and the governments of the earth, that he can revive.
No restoring
to restore all things that God spoke in his prophets, those of this earth, that they be known the way they were, the way they should be, the way they will be forever. There then Christ will come. Elijah, always, you know, he comes prepare the way of the Lord, and he comes as John the Baptist.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And
it
means this, all things you never knew, those which were hid. If you hear God is heavenly government on the earth, things, and indeed that's the way church
will happen,
but you never knew them. When you look to the central government, God's government, the government of the earth, and the responsibilities of studying them, and it was the work of church, but they never knew them.
But
because the Lord Jesus had left promise in us that those you had never known, they have to be known.
Even
government, if you never knew it, get to know it today.
Yes, you
praise Jesus much. We've started in 15 parts. This is the 16th part.
Yes, you
praise Jesus much.
Katusomeko mu Luka sura ya 8.
Let's read in the Luke chapter 8.
17.
Verse 17.
Luke sura ya 8 n'olunyiriri ole 17.
Luke chapter 8 verse 17.
Kubanga tewali kigambe kya kisibwa ekitalira bisibwa. Newakubadde ekyakwekebwa ekitalimanyibwa.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come to light. Yes.
There
is nothing which is hid which will not be brought out in light. Nothing which wasn't known.
You
are not going to know. Everything is going to be known. And if you look to God's heavenly government on the earth, even its eight departments, even its divisions, in their responsibilities, I prove you have to know everything.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus
Christ. According
to God's heavenly government on the earth,
department is as
it's eight departments,
division is as
eight divisions in there.
No,
even their responsibilities. I prove everything hid, you have to get revealed of it. And that you never knew. You have to know it. Everything which was hid, you have to be revealed it. To be revealed in the light of the world. In the light of knowledge.
And
I prove according to God's government and the government of the earth,
department,
even the eight departments,
division is also,
even its divisions,
in
the responsibilities, still everything you never knew, everything which was built, everything which was
his,
you will get revealed of it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, point
so we have moved to our fourth point.
Revival
and restoration of all things.
Is
to pass through restoring the gospel of salvation. The everlasting gospel of salvation. It's the gospel preached to all creations under heavens and the earth to fight against the material gain gospel of the world and the selling of miracles, which has caused many to perish in hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
You
say the restoration of all things in the heavens and earth is going to pass through restoring the everlasting gospel of salvation. Gospel preached to all creations under heavens and earth. In fighting material gain, gospel of the world and the selling of miracles, which has caused many to perish in hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That is one which has moved bring God's heavenly governments on the earth. To bring back the gospel of salvation. That gospel must be able to concern all creations in heavens and earth.
It's
not like that of the material gains of the world. It's caused many become enemies unto God. And they desire lust over the world with things in it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But as he first spoke in Revelations, as he said, that it's the gospel which even the angels hear. Revelations chapter
14,
verse
6.
And I saw another angel fly in mid heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and tribe and tongue and people. Yes.
And
the angel is flying in mid heaven.
He
proclaims the gospel in heaven. But it's the same gospel.
Comes
to clans, nations, and languages. That's caused God's heavenly government to come on the earth.
asobola okuzza obujja enjiri eyo
to be able to restore that gospel
eyobulokozi
that of salvation
enjiri eyobulokozi emirembe
gyonna the everlasting gospel of salvation
ne muguru
and even in heaven
nga yemanyikiddwayo
is the one which is known there
nga ne kunsi eyo okumanyibwako
on the earth it's one is meant to be known.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much. As
he
heard Revelation 14 verse
6, an
angel flies in the mid heaven. It means heaven.
The
everlasting gospel of salvation, they know it.
It's
meant to touch heavens and the whole angels hear it. The cherubims.
But four living creatures.
The four living creatures.
But 24 elders.
The 24 elders. The seraphim. It touches all of them. And it's not of take it, claim it. Now that is caused.
Katunda okulabikanga government jiyalangirileda.
God to appear the government he proclaimed of old.
Government ya katunda yomuguru.
God is heavenly government on the earth. Yalangirile nnyo mu Isaiah
sura y'omwenda.
Proclaimed most in the Isaiah chapter
9.
Verses 6 to 7.
Okujja ku nsi kuno.
Come on this earth. That he can fulfill what is in the Matthew chapter 6 verses 9 to 10 that they will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. But the gospel of salvation
it
must be known in heaven. An angel flies having it. He first preaches it in heaven.
Yet
it has to come to all the nations.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That gospel of our salvation. As
I say
in Ephesians 1 verse 13. Ephesians chapter
1
verse
14. Enjiri ey'obulokozi bwammwe mwoyo n'okukkiriza bwe mwakkiriza ne muteekebwako akabonero n'omwoyo omutukuvu eyasuubizibwa.
In whom you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after you believed you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Yes. When we believed in him and trusted him, as we believe the gospel of truth,
it's
the gospel of salvation. Not that of material gains of the world. Not. Not material gains of the world and selling of miracles. But the gospel of our salvation.
And
if you get the gospel of salvation, you get the seal of God passing through the Holy Spirit, which causes you inherit eternal life. If you've heard all the other gospels, you get a curse. That is what is in Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 up to
8.
On to those who preach another gospel of material gains of the world and the selling of miracles, they bring a curse, they are cursed, and they give curses. You cannot even get the seal of God. As if I say in Galatians, as I say this. Galatians chapter 1, verse
6.
I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Verse
7.
Which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. Verses
8.
But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Yes.
Whether
an angel saying he has come from heaven, whether they claim a letter written by apostles,
if
they preach another gospel and not that of salvation,
akolimirwenga.
Let them be cast. Because though an angel
he
had already Revelations 14 verse 6
an
angel fly in mid heaven having the everlasting gospel preaching to tribes, nations and languages, but he first proclaims it in heaven. Gospel preached to all creations under all the heavens, according to Colossians 1 verse 23. Colossians chapter
1
verse
23.
If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard, and which was preached to every creature who is under heaven, of which I, Paul, am made a minister. Yes. The rightful gospel, the everlasting gospel of salvation. Gospel preached to all creations in all heavens.
And it must
gospel touching all creations in the heavens and the earth. Now, if you preach the gospel of Turkey, I see the finger of God. My goodness. I see God takes you to nations. I think even angels, he takes them to nations. Even the insects. Even the birds, the plants and the fish, even the animals. You know that gospel was preached to all creations. They should not deceive you any other thing. The everlasting gospel of salvation.
It
must touch all creations in the entire heavens. Even all creations in the entire earth. Now that
who's
going to put his heavenly governments on the earth? To give you proof that what is done in heaven is what is to be done on earth.
As
the gospel of salvation is known in heaven,
it's
the way it should be preached on this earth. And why they have put that central government, God's government and the governments of the world, to move on, proclaim all nations of the world, even governments of the world, to refuse, reject all who bring another gospel, because they cause people of those governments to be cursed, cause people those governments get destroyed in hell.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much.
Government
is in the governments of the world.
You know, government government is
be guided by God's government and the governments of the earth. To totally reject all people who bring material gain, gospel of the world, and the selling of miracles, which has caused many to be perishing in hell. For they have not gotten the gospel of salvation. Gospel preached to creation in heaven, even on earth, and it profits all of us.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I've gone to our fifth point. We say 9 points. Why God is heavenly government and its central government?
They
are based here in the nation of Uganda. From there 2022 to work in the whole world. The fifth point, it is resumed to preach the gospel of salvation. It is the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. Praise Jesus much. The fifth point says to resume preaching the gospel of salvation. It is the gospel of the kingdom of God and his righteousness. In preparing all nations for the coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the earth.
Yes, praise
Jesus much.
So
that we heard of it in the Matthew chapter 24 and verse 14. And he says like this. Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Yes. And this gospel of the kingdom, the kingdom of God, it will be preached in all nations to be a witness. And then the end will come. This explains you very well. The worldwide call that to be the nation of Uganda. From the year 2022. And God has called us to work with him in his final work on this planet Earth. Even that work is the revival and the restoration of all things in the heavens and earth, to be known the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever. Passing through restoring the gospel of salvation, the everlasting gospel. It's the gospel of the kingdom of God in his righteousness. Because it has to be preached all the world. And then the end will come. Now God, what he has done, to send for us his heavenly government on the earth, that it will restore all things, those of the kingdom of heaven. And they are done here on this earth. Now his central government, God's government, the government of the earth, responsible to the government of the earth, that God reigns within your government, will be responsible to restore the entire gospel speaking of the kingdoms of this earth. How did it begin? How is it going to end?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let me hope you've moved to understand that issue. And still we told you, and this gospel of the kingdom of God and his righteousness to be preached all nations, and the end will come. Because he has told us in the Matthew chapter 6, in the verse 33, as he says this, Matthew chapter 6, verse
33.
But seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Yes. We first seek for the kingdom of God, even his righteousness.
It means
those preaching the gospel kingdom of God must have been revealed what is the kingdom of God, even it is gospel. Now the kingdom of God, which is the Holy Spirit and all his works, as he speaks in Matthew 12, verse 28, Matthew chapter 12, verse
28.
But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. Yes. The kingdom of God that we seek for, it is the Holy Spirit and his works. In the gospel of the kingdom of God, it is the gospel of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Scriptures, the whole of them, because he is the one who caused them to be brought on this earth. If someone tells you they preach the gospel of the kingdom of God, you must be able to know that the kingdom of God, it is the Holy Spirit and all his works. His gospel, they are all the Holy Scriptures, those he passed through the prophets. For they didn't speak what they wanted, but they spoke what came from God as they were led by the Holy Spirit. Let us read we hear.
Petero ekisooka, esuula esooka. Petero ekyokubiri, esuula esooka, n'olunyiriri olw'abirimu olumu.
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 21.
Kubanga siwali kigambo kya bannabbi ekyali kireeteddwa mu kwagala kw'abantu. Naye abantu baayogeranga ebyava eri Katonda nga bakulembeddwa omwoyo omutukuvu.
For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Yes. Now, as he has told you, in Matthew 24, verse 14, that and this gospel of the kingdom, it will be preached to all the nations to be a witness, and then the end will come. As is explained Matthew 6 verse 33, that was seek for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and the rest that you need he will add them to you. Any person who will preach the gospel of the kingdom of God and who will see the kingdom of God, he must be able to know what is the kingdom of God. That told us Matthew 12 verse 28, if I cast demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come for you. The kingdom of God, the Holy Spirit and his works, and the gospel of the kingdom of God, the gospel of the Holy Spirit, they are the Holy Scriptures as he passed them through prophets.
2
Peter chapter 1 verse 21, prophets never spoke what they wanted, but they spoke what came from God as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Now all the Scriptures, they are what make up gospel of the kingdom of God. Someone preach you all things outside that gospel has not preached to the kingdom of God. The righteousness that we seek for, it comes from believing, and the faith comes from hearing, and hearing the word of God. It means any person who will seek for the righteousness of God,
I know,
has to first have discovered what is the kingdom of God, and he knows it is the Holy Spirit, even his works, and he seeks for the gospel of kingdom of God. It is gospel of the Holy Spirit. They are the Holy Scriptures.
Now,
that's why he based in the scriptures,
as he
believes them and he is given righteousness. A person believes with his heart to be given righteousness. But he who believes, he believes after hearing the word of God, according to Romans 10, verses 10 and 17. Romans chapter 10 verses 10.
Kubanga omuntu akiriza na mutima okuweebwa obutuukirivu era yatula na kamwa okulokoka.
For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Verse 17.
Kale okukiriza kuva mu kuwulira n'okuwulira mu kigambo kya Katonda.
So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Yes. Faith cometh from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Right there, the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness of God. That is how it resumes to be preached. And we first understood the kingdom of God and the Holy Spirit and His works.
You
understand gospel of the kingdom of God and it's the gospel of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Scriptures, as He passed them through prophets, as He gets them from God,
and
seek for the righteousness of God coming from believing. And the faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God, the Holy Scriptures, as we put them in action. As He speaks in the James chapter 2, verse 26,
that
as the body without spirit is dead, even faith without works, it is dead. So we have to hearken to the scriptures as we believe Him and we put them in action. There we sought for the righteousness of God. Praise Jesus much.
So, point of
so our sixth point, that the kingdom of God and righteousness, we seek it in the kingdom of heaven.
Or
as we preach the kingdom of heaven, all secrets of the kingdom of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That the gospel of the kingdom of God and His righteousness, we preach it in the kingdom of heavens by revealing all secrets of the kingdom of heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That is also one of the reasons why there is God's heavenly government on the earth, to be able to reveal all secrets of the kingdom of heaven. Even it is central government, God's government to the governments of the earth, to reveal all secrets of the kingdom of this earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. As He first sent us in the Matthew 10, verses 7 up to 8, and He says like this, Matthew chapter 10, verse 7.
Bamubanga mutambula mubulirenga nga mugamba nti obwakabaka obw'omuggulu bunaatera okutuuka.
And as you go, preach saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Verse
8.
Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
He said,
as we move God through all nations, for that, you say in the Matthew 10, verse 7, that as you go, it means what? As you go, that is Matthew 28. Verses 18 up to 20. I've been given power in heavens and earth. Now you go. Make all nations disciples. As you go, preach them the kingdom of heaven. Teach them things of kingdom of heaven. You might have not joined it, but the Holy Spirit is great. Now most when we read it here, Matthew 10, verse 7, when you go, preach the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Don't remember we go how? As we go as Matthew 28, verse 18, up to 20, that have been given power in heaven and earth. Now you go. Make all nations disciples.
You
teach them what? Things of heaven.
That is
when you go preach the kingdom of heaven. When you go preach the kingdom of heavens. Now that is what He has said. Be given power in heaven and earth. Now you go. Where you go, preach the kingdom of heaven. Make all nations disciples.
Baptize
in the name of Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach them all that I commanded. Praise Jesus.
In
the journey of going preaching the kingdom of heaven, then we heal, raise the dead, cast demons. After we've made all nations disciples, they know things of heaven. And they know things of heaven.
So
when you read Matthew 10 verse 7, that when you go, make all nations disciples,
and
preach the kingdom of heaven in his hands. Then Matthew 28 verse 18, that go, make all nations disciples. You teach them what? Heaven.
Even
all he told us of it. All those you need to handle, connect them well. For we cannot go preach, speak one word. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. How is it drawn near?
We
draw it in the mind of people, they understand heavens.
Even
goodness, and they enter there as they base on this earth. That's what
he said,
we'll be given to know secrets of kingdom of heaven. Then we reveal them to others. And heaven's draws near to us, drawing it in the minds of people, in the understanding, in those heads. It doesn't draw physically near like that. It's coming down. Heaven draws near to the mind and understanding of people, in the knowledge. And it draws here and you wonder that the goodness, how do we enter there? For you have to get born again.
We
don't get born, you'll never enter.
That
when they get born, what happens? You have to get a heavenly body.
For precious
blood does not inherit there. Now how do we get it now? Now you begin to explain. Heavens are going to be like angels.
You'll
be troubled with anger. We don't get tired, don't suffer. Explain how the angel lives there. And you said there is even a city. God built it for us. Heaven's totally draws near. But you know what? Heaven is been drawing far ahead from people. Those they told the people, we draw it near to them. We went to that of take it. It moved far from the people. If we ever reveal secrets of kingdom of heaven, those in heaven, how they live there, in heavens, how many are they? Heavens would have drawn near long back. But you know where it is now? You, because you've heard, it's drawn near to you. Those in the world, it's very far from them. Let's read Matthew 13 verse 11. Matthew chapter 13 verse 11.
Naddamu n'abagamba nti mumuweereddwa okumanya ebigambo eby'ekyama eby'obwakabaka obw'omuggulu naye bo tebaweereddwa.
He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Yes.
Be yali atuma abaweereddwa okumanya ebyama byo n'ebyobwakabaka bw'omuggulu.
Sent they given no mysteries of all the kingdom of heaven.
Tegeeza bagende nga buli obwakabaka bw'omuggulu.
Means they go preach the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Babikula buli kyama n'ebyama by'obwakabaka bw'omuggulu.
They reveal all secrets of the kingdom of heaven.
Batuuke n'okubikula eggulu ery'okusatu.
And they reach to reveal the third heaven.
Nga bweryogerwako mu Bakolinso ekyokubiri kumi na bbiri.
Spoken 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
N'olusooka pakulu
okuna. Verses 1 to 4.
Up
to the third heaven. And they pass through it. They go above all the heavens. Ephesians 4:9-10 speaks of it.
Say,
above all the heavens, God best here to create heavens and earth. Then they will show them new heavens and a new earth above all the heavens. That we shall see after heavens and earth which are they have passed away. And where we are going to live. Because the entire heavens and earth which are, they are to pass away. But we have another above all the heavens, the new heavens and the new earth, and we draw them out in the understanding.
And
God causes so it need, it's needed so much. He said, Apostle,
go
begin for me my heavenly governments on the earth. Even its 8 departments, even divisions, that they reveal all secrets of the kingdom of heaven, each one of them.
Then
put there its central government. God is government to the governments of the earth.
And
they reveal governments of the kingdom of the earth. Each one of them, as all the works are. Time is not allowed us. On the 9 to 10 points, we have seen 6 points.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We shall come back, we conclude others. In part 16, portion B. May God bless you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for believing. For putting in action. Even to be ready to spread far to the four corners of the earth. For the Lord Jesus is coming quick.
Amen.